wildfires raged in southern Europe throughout this hot, dry summer, which climate scientists say is the new normal. Greece lost more than a million acres of woodland, including an enormous swath of forest on its second largest island, Evia. Joanna Kakissis reports on how life on the island has been forever changed.
Athina's yoga often plays this video she recorded earlier this summer. It's from her favorite hike in a forest above her village. You can hear songbirds and a babbling brook, and a breeze, she remembers, is scented with wild oregano.
I spent a lot of time here. Every day I was coming here with my dog, and it was my oxygen. It was my power to live.
She lives in the seaside town of Limni in northern Evia, Greece's second largest island. Catastrophic fires destroyed Evia's forest, which used to be one of the largest in Greece. The forest is now silent. Zyoga walks to a charred tree trunk near the entry to her hiking trail.
Over here.
Oh my God, it's still smoking.
People called me and asked me, is your house safe? Are you okay? I said, yeah, okay, but the four walls weren't my house. All this was my house. Yeah, and my house burned.
Villagers mourn their forest at a recent church service in Limni. They blame arson and government incompetence for the catastrophe. They're also angry that their leaders are not prepared to protect land dried out by climate change. Farmer Yannis Kalomidis joined 9 other volunteer firefighters who tried to protect the forest.
But this fire was straight out of mythology, something like the Hydra of Lerna. Cut off one head of fire and 4 more would come at you.
Limni's village president, Yannis Thiandafilou, says the state sent professional firefighters too late. He looks at the charred hills from a bench by the sea.
We should not only blame climate change for the loss of our forest, our source of life. We are also responsible for protecting it.
About a 15-minute drive into the burned forest, Maria Anagnostou feeds her goats in the village of Kourkouli. She rescued the goats from the fire. She chokes up talking about it.
I ran to a church and the goats huddled around me. The fire was right at my feet. I'm 60 years old and I've never been so afraid.
The fire killed many of her neighbors' flocks. It also wiped out the village's main source of work, collecting pine resin, which is sold for use in cosmetics, pharmaceuticals, and paint. Much of Greece's pine resin came from Evia. And Maria Anagnostou's son, Yorgos, collected much of it from around 17,000 trees. Yorgos blinks away tears as we drive through the remains of the forest.
My daughter is 3 years old. I've cried more these days than she's probably cried in her entire life. I heave from the sobs.
We walk to the top of a mountain he's been climbing since he was a little boy. The view is devastating.
This used to be paradise, and now it's hell. There were trees here that were 400 years old. Even when my daughter grows old, she won't get to see trees like that here again.
The Greek government says it will replant the forest, but Yorgos Anagnostou says resin collectors cannot wait for the trees to grow and will likely have to move to find work. Down the mountain at a village called Rovies, Zoe Halasti shows me the burnt remains of the patisserie she's run with her husband for 38 years. Broken glass and charred wood carpet the floor. We walk past trays of blackened discs that used to be tiny cream-filled sponge cakes. She points to a row of honey jars. Evia used to be a main producer of Greek honey. The jars survived the fire, but most of the island's beehives did not. Our bees have burned and our trees have burned, she says, and I'm struggling to picture what we can do to recover. Down the street, 11-year-old Kostas Stefos rides his bike past his burned home. Losing the forest makes him feel empty, he says, like losing a family member. Kostas helped his dad save the family sheep from the fire. swatting the flames with a makeshift broom. Nine-year-old Kostadina Tsamuda saw the forest burn from a night ferry evacuating her family from her village of Limni. Her parents shot this video as they fled.
Lots of flames.
Did you see them coming from the mountains?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that?
I was really scared that I would never see Limni again and our house.
Kostadina hugs her cat and says she's happy she could come home. But she worries that Limni will now be hotter without the trees. And the heat already makes her feel bad.
Like my brain's crazy with like 2,000 layers of blankets on me.
And as this devastating summer ends, her parents are also trying to talk to her about fall and winter rains. Because without the trees, there will be floods. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis on the island of Evia, Greece.